My first question is, why is your Instagram handle Melvin Dog Food Council?
When I was at junior college in 2021, I had to say, if you want to be a dog, you got to be a dog. If you're not a dog, you're dog food. I used to say that a lot. Then when I got to St. Bonaventure, people start calling me out, my teammates, one-on-one, and I start being everybody and just calling everybody dog food. And I just ran with the name, and then like the name is like going crazy now, so I just stuck with it.
So, like you say, your teammates call you dog food. Do your coaches call you that?
Yeah. Now, this year at Kansas, yeah, they've been calling me dog food. They've been saying I'm not a dog. They've been calling me a cat, all types of stuff. Yeah.
Also, why have you gone to so many schools? Like, I looked and I see, like, you've gone to so many colleges.
So, I didn't have no looks in high school, so I had to go the JUCO route. I went JUCO route. Then, out of that, I had a D1 offer from Wagner, went to Wagner, you know, did what I had to do, went to St. Bonaventure, and did what I got to do. Now I'm at Kansas for my last year. Basically, I'm just like, just going to bigger stages as I go in my basketball career.
So, winning sectionals back at UPrep, being Monroe's all-time leading scorer, making history at Wagner in the NCAA tournament. When you look back at all of that, what moment still hits the hardest for you?
One moment that hits the hardest, just seeing my mom. You know, seeing my mom at the game, because I didn't know that she was going to make it to the Howard game versus Wagner for the March Madness. And just seeing her, just, you know, like, dang, she really traveled this long. Even though I got two other siblings back home, she made the time to come see me play. That's the biggest moment right there.
Wow. We know you're a bucket on the court, but off the court, what do you do when you're not playing basketball? What are your hobbies?
I really don't got no hobbies. Like, when I'm off the court, I still work out. But usually I just be on TikTok, make a little TikTok dance, whatnot, watch YouTube, or just be around my siblings and my dogs. That's really it.
You have a dog. What's your dog's name?
I got three dogs. Pit bull named Hala. I don't know the other two, but their name is Storm and King. I don't know what type of dogs they are.
You were just talking about your mom. And I'm guessing that she plays a big role in your life. Well, yeah, because she's your mom. But who would you say your biggest role model is? Like, who shaped you in the way that you carry yourself and play the game?
I'd say my dad. You know, I try to look at what he used to do back then and look at his film and try to carry it. I got a couple moves from him. So, really, my dad just putting the ball in my hand and then just going from there.
So, I'm going to guess the NBA is your all-time goal.
Yeah.
So who is your dream team to play for?
I don't have a dream team, but my favorite team is the Lakers. Like, I would just go to anywhere because it's the NBA.
Yeah.
But if I had a team to go, it'd probably go to like a team that don't got no superstars, and we all same level, and we all just rise and just we're the talk of the NBA. That's the team I'll go to.
I know personally that you played for Flower City when you were younger.
Oh, yeah.
So what would you tell, like, the younger generations or, like, even your younger self? What would you tell him now?
I tell my younger self and the younger generations, don't look at the social media. Don't believe the hype to other people, talent and stuff like that, because you can do the same thing. We're just in a small city. You just got to go out there and just perform and keep working, and people going to see you.